This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Presented by Big City Roadhouse, rolling on. We got a lot to come here. We got, two more hours of the whole show. We got the Rocky Mountain College kickoff coming up with Tanner Schwint, Mike Danson, and myself. We've got that coming up at 2 o'clock, so we're going to get you rolling with all things football until about 4 o'clock leading up to our high school football game of the week. With coverage starting at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Excited about that. Joining me now, though, let's talk some Wyoming Cowboys football. Sports director at KGWN-TV, Ethan Bird. And Ethan, my friend, so far so good for the Cowboys, 2-0. And they get ready for some big-time opponents the next 2 weeks, starting with Utah coming to town this weekend.
Yeah, it's much better to be talking to you week three this year than week three last year coming into it. 2-0, which is exactly what the Pokes needed to prove that they can win at the beginning. But Utah, number 20, no slouch. Certainly nothing wrong with that team, right?
Yeah, I mean, in Utah, like Kyle Whittingham, if he has down years, he doesn't typically, that doesn't stick around. So they're looking to bounce back in a big way and taking on an old rival, too, and a tough place to play. So we'll see if that plays a factor. But you got to shout out to Utah and Kyle Whittingham being one of the OGs of college football, man, just continues to bounce back after rough seasons.
Oh, yeah. You know, Scott Van Pelt says it all the time on Bad Beats, weird things happen in Laramie, right?
Yeah.
But it's not going to have to be a weird thing that happens in Laramie tomorrow night. It's going to have to be a perfect thing that happens in Laramie tomorrow night. I mean, Utah's a good team. I am really big on Devin Dampier. He leads the team in not just pass yards, but, I mean, rushing yards. Give me a break. The dude is coming from New Mexico to Utah, and how big is it for Utah to really have a solid guy at the top at quarterback and know who's starting every week? That's got to help a lot with cohesion. You know, yeah, they've played Cal Poly, they've played UCLA. I mean, New Mexico could beat UCLA tomorrow. But this isn't a team that you go, oh, they've had an easy schedule. They dominated when they should.
Yeah, and Devin Dampier. I mean, if you're Jay Sovell, you got to be like, come on, bro. Like, we got rid of this guy, and here he is again.
Yeah, I mean, this matchup was set long before Jay Sovell could have had any word in it. And good on Utah for still honoring that commitment to come on out here. I mean, it's cool. There's a lot of history in it. But Devin Dampier is any defensive coordinator's nightmare. So Aaron Blow, I don't think he slept a whole lot this week. But the good thing is he's got Jay Sovell by his side, another defensive-minded guy who can help him through the planning process. And I think you've got a lot of good things you can look up to on the Pokes defense. Really should have been a shutout last week. There was a late hit on Evan Eller I didn't agree with. But this defense is really good, and they've proven that Evan Eller and Braden Johnson are two of the best linebackers in the Mountain West right now.
Yeah, I mean, this defense, too, so far, like you said, questionable call late. They've only allowed 7 points in two games. I mean, Northern Iowa, that's a team that, you know, I think we looked at that game and thought, okay, maybe that could be an FCS scare right there. But you held them to 7 points, and so far, really good for the defensive side of the ball for the Cowboys.
Well, what's been really... what stood out the most about this defense compared to last year is they communicate better and their eyes are so good, which is something you worry about when there's nine guys coming in, but they've proven that they've been able to mesh together, communicate, and be disciplined. And especially when you have Devin Dampier, one of those linebackers, somebody is going to be running a spy every single play, which is, it kind of takes a guy out of pass coverage. So that makes that your discipline is going to be have to be that much better. Obviously, where we saw the lack of discipline last week was the penalties, which cannot happen. You cannot give up that many penalties against a team like Utah, or they're going to run up the score.
Yeah, and that's the thing you look at for. You said you got to play almost perfect here. You got to be careful with penalties, all that. But the X's and O's side of it, I thought it was nice to see John Michael Gillenborg get going, 5 receptions, 65 yep. yards, and a touchdown. But they do have like two legitimate weapons right there with John Michael and Chris Durr Jr. Both of those guys had pretty nice days last week.
Well, yeah, I mean, and the whole vibe of this offense has been get the ball in the hands of your playmakers. And they've been doing a good job at that, and I think they obviously have not showed anywhere close to their whole hand on the offense. I think the offense will probably open up a little bit more this week, and the running game has proven to be reliable, which is, that's, you know, a staple of a Wyoming offense, and it's good to see that when you've got three guys who are able to carry it last week. And, I mean, Teron Kellman, small sample size, he had 9 carries, but he's averaging over 10 yards a carry. The kid is an athlete. Sam Harris, a really exciting freshman. And Sam Scott has proven that he's the man, he's the number one, but he's got guys behind him who can pick it up when he needs a break.
Yeah, Ethan Bird joining us, talking all things Wyoming Cowboys football. And, you know, after winning 3 games last year, I don't care who the opponent is, if you can start the season 2-0, you got to expect yep. the confidence level is pretty high right now surrounding Wyoming.
And that, yeah, that's exactly what you needed. And I said in the post-game press conference on last week that it was nice to sit outside a happy locker room. And you can see that on the faces of the young men in this locker room, in their demeanors, in their confidence, in the way that they're still as tight as they are. I mean, it's a bunch of guys who met each other for the first time last spring, and now they're willing to live and die with each other on the field. And that's exactly what you want to see going into a game where you're the underdog, because you're going to have to lean on your brothers.
You're the Cowboys are, last I checked on ESPN, 23.5-point dogs in this one. How do you see this game going down, man? Do they? I mean, if they can hang in that first half, who knows? But what do you think of that yep. spread?
I kind of like that 23.5-point spread. I mean, Laramie is not an easy place to come in and blow a Cowboys team out. I think 23.5, I know that I usually say I don't like it when you ask me to make picks, but I'm happy with this plus 23.5. You know, I think back to that Texas game a couple of years ago where three of our offensive linemen were in that game, and they saw how you can hang in with a team like that. You know, I think that's a valuable lesson, and especially to be able to do it at home. I would lean to believe this will be tighter than Vegas thinks it will be.
Interesting. Tomorrow at 6:00. Any weather issues going on over there to think about? Because again, things can get weird there. What's the weather forecast, man?
It's going to be, 73 or 70s is the high, kind of a little bit lower than that at kickoff. But as far as like inclement weather, don't quote me too much because I'm not a meteorologist. Yeah. Or I guess it's going to be 67 high tomorrow with chances of rain. We've been seeing that all week. You know, just small little thunderstorms, but, you know, that's when the run game gets fun. The pass game gets weird if it's raining about that time. But it'll get a little chilly overnight. It's going to be fun. I think it's going to be almost a classic kind of night game at Laramie where anything can happen, even the weather.
Well, and having so many guys, there's a lot of reliable guys that can carry the football, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a very deep running back group over there.
Yeah, I know, and they're fun, and they're so athletic. I mean, these are guys that, you know, you've got every type of back you need. You've got your short yardage back. You've got your back that you can throw into some weird packages to try to catch a ball. You've got your back who can hit a home run on any carry that he has. It's really exciting. That's why Jay Sauvel wanted 7 or 8 guys in this room, because you needed depth and you needed, like, you know, Sam Scott, if you've got to ride him and he gets tired, you've got another guy who can come in and pick up for him, and that's a big threat. But I think the defensive line is the position group that we're really going to have to watch this week.
Yeah, talk to us about that defensive line and kind of what the expectations are there.
You know, they've been awesome this week, you know, this year, almost infinitely better in terms of pressure on the quarterback. But this Utah offensive line, they're all like 6'4 or taller and over 300 pounds. That's absurd.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
You've got several guys on that O-line who are going to be in the National Football League. But, you know, Ben Florentine, no sack. Well, he's going to have to be big. You know, he leads the team in sacks right now. He's a big dude, and he's a dog. That dude, he believes in violence, and he lives violence on the football field. And then, you know, that's when guys like Tyce Westland on defensive end can be really exciting. You know, he's a little bit smaller. He can get around those big offensive linemen, but he's going to have to do it quick, because if he doesn't do it quick, Devin Dampier is out of there quicker than you can blink. He just knows when to scramble and get out, and he's got a good fight or flight. So the D line, I think, is the X factor.
Caden Anderson, all clear, ready to go for tomorrow night, because they're going to need him.
Oh man, as far as I know, as far as we've been told, he's been practicing. He'll be good to go, but I cannot believe that.
That's crazy.
Poor kid took a hit. I can't imagine. There's not a single quarterback in the country in the history of college football that doesn't fumble after a hit like that. So I do not hold that fumble against him whatsoever. It was a missed block, and he paid the price, and he got out of it with all of his collarbones and all of his ribs, and it's a good thing that he's healthy.
Yeah, tough dude right there. Ethan Bird, sports director at KGWN-TV. Always appreciate it, man. Let's see what the Cowboys can do. Who knows? Might do something crazy this weekend.
Yeah, nobody more than me wants to see something crazy, because it makes my stories more fun. I appreciate you, Brady, and I can't wait to talk to you next week. Hopefully 3-0.
All right, my friend. Sounds good. Ethan Bird, KGWN-TV. Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse continues here. Coming up, we've got Brian Howell going to join us at the bottom of this hour. Also, we'll do our quarterback toilet bowl. I got to think I won that. Russ, I took Russell Wilson. He was awful in that game, but I think we're going QBR. Cam Ward's was actually pretty bad, so I think Tanner took him. So we'll see who finished at the top of the quarterback toilet bowl coming up. The picks, CU going to Houston tonight. How's that game going to go down? It's a big game, Big 12 game. It's the whole show. It's Football Friday. It's Big City Roadhouse. Absolutely love it. We got a lot more to go here. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the college football weekend with Rocky Mountain College Kickoff. Fridays at 2 and an encore Saturdays at 7. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.